Good afternoon. It is now 2:05 by my watch, and the hearing into GT&T's application to cease public phone box services in 18 areas is now commenced. Mr. Reynolds, I am going to turn the floor over to you as it relates to this application.
Members of the Commission, Madam Briggs, Chairman of the Commission.
Mr. Patrick Dial, President of the GCA, Dr. Yoke Mahedio, Advisor to the GCA, members of the press, and various interest groups of that are here on behalf of the citizens of Guyana. In light of the application that has been made, there has been careful consideration given to its contents, its terms, and as I've indicated to the Commission, not in writing, but GT&T will be withdrawing its application before the Commission as it relates to the cessation of the public call boxes. We will not be proceeding with that. For an avoidance of doubt, we will not be proceeding with that application. And at this point in time, and we will not be putting forward any arguments, and we will not be pursuing this application before the Commission as it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Mr. Reynolds, as we started this morning off on a wrong note, and I would like to publicly and for the record issue my displeasure, but this was GT&T's application, and we thought it prudent, since Mr. Newman was going to be here, to put it in the afternoon. These applications, as you would imagine, it requires a lot of expense on our part, not only in terms of the acquisition of this room and the resulting costs, but also there is a question of research and other resources that are brought to bear in order to bring applications of this nature to the fore. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but I would hope that this does not become GT&T's pattern of behavior. I wanted us to have it on record because I can now acknowledge that I received an email from you yesterday with your application to withdraw. And I thought it best that this be put on record.
Yes.
Mr. Dial, I am going to ask any member of the commission to make any comment before I hand it over to you. I see your hand up and your microphone. So I don't know if any of my fellow commission members would like to make a comment on GT&T's withdrawal of the application.
Madam Chairman, before you accept the withdrawal, I make this comment so that it would be within the
We had actually come here to say much the same kind of thing. That is the conditions precedent to making such an application in condition 11. Of the license were never met. Not one of them. Not one of the conditions precedent. And so the application itself was improper. And the second thing is that GT&T has either withdrawn or done away with 88 approximately.
Mr. Dial, the Secretary of the Commission, quite correctly just pointed out to me, if you're making submissions on an application that has been withdrawn, cannot entertain them.
No, Madam Chairman.
I have invited comments on GT&T's withdrawal, and if it had caused any sort of resultant detriment to your association members. Otherwise than that, otherwise than that, I am not going to entertain anything about the substance of the application that we have now put on record as being withdrawn.
Well, Madam Chairman, what we're doing is giving you notice that the Ghana Consumer Association will ask the PUC to take some action with regard to the withdrawal of 88 call boxes and from the communities.
What we'll have to ask you to do, Mr. Dial, is to put that in writing.
Yes, of course.
If you will put that in writing, and we will determine whether on our own motion we will bring a hearing on that.
Well, not necessarily a hearing, but
an application.
But we're giving you notice about application.
Thank you. The gentleman in the pink shirt.
Yeah, good afternoon. Madam Chair, first of all, I would like to thank you, distinguished member of GTT, for withdrawing that application. Yeah, that's the first statement I can make. And secondly, I would like to reinforce the point you made in terms of the incurred cost when these things are brought in for and requests are made. For example, I traveled from Magdalenburg last evening and went back to Georgetown only today. And why I went there, it's a community that I originate from, that's Barakar in the Kanji. And a lot of these applications or areas that would have been affected are communities that in today's world depend very largely on this service, even though it is non-functional a lot of times. People still depend very largely on this service. So when the idea was mooted, a few of us, and I was requested to go to see what it is like. And I traveled to Barakara and Four of the River and go through to the Gorish River to the Rani Canal. And I recognized, based on the word on the ground, that GGT in the future needs to take account of its, not just its responsibility as a company that is providing service to the wider public, but also its corporate and responsibility as it applies in relation to providing service. These kind of communities. The reason I talk about the corporate service, corporate responsibility, is that a lot of people don't know that the community in Barakar particularly is the only society that exists in this country. So a lot of people in Ghana doesn't know that, but I know it. And the people who live here, the history is interesting. Kanji River provides fresh water for the entire country. It has 7 pumps. It provides a lot of other services to this country. The population has depleted because of the unavailability of economic ventures in the community. So a lot of its young people have migrated. So therefore, the communication link is not only a need, but it's one of the most pronounced requirements for not only just Barakar, but for those kind of communities that exist in the river. Now, it may not yield the amount of kind of finance based on their calculation as what required, but in terms of the service and the needs, because the residents who left here are scattered all over this country and even abroad. So that link is very, very critical. And it is not really free because the people have to get a car to pick, to use, to get it. And in many instances, they told me if you put the car, it doesn't even go in. So many people don't work for months. So even though it is not functioning the way it should, they are one in the chorus of making sure that this application, which I'm glad they're withdrawn, should not be continued because of the needs of the people in those communities. I thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Reynolds, you have, unless there's somebody else who wants to make a comment, and Mr. Reynolds, you again have the last word. I'm sorry, Mr. Reynolds, you could come to my address, please.
Good afternoon, members of the commission. While you're not entertaining the anything in relation to the content of the application that was withdrawn, I just want to point out that I'm from the Protected Areas Commission, by the way, Denise Fraser, and the commissioner for the Protected Areas Commission, that Kaichok was on the list, and that is why we were here, and we only found out by accident, and we're a commission. And these communities that are listed there for their telephone services to cease most likely would not even know about this application.
True.
So I would suggest that in the future, I hope it doesn't come back.
Yes.
However, if such an application does come back, that there must be a better way for the communities to know that there's such an application.
Happy this afternoon to hear that application has been withdrawn for more than one reason. Like this gentleman was saying, the persons in the Burbage River would have suffered greatly health wise, educational wise, and other rare connection of relatives, both near and far, which means abroad. It's very sad to know that such a thing was in the air and much persons did not know about it. Others here by one telling each other just here something just in the that they heard that this should happen. And I, like the last person that spoke just now, I hope that it does not come back. The only coming back, I heard, must be development.
Improved.
It must be improved. Thank you very much. It must be improved. Because sometimes it takes months, especially rainy season. You don't get communication. You have to wait and wait and months and trying to get. But whatever we tried with it, because we don't have better, we cannot do better. But I do hope that this would be a stepping stone for not to withdraw, but to improve the service, the livelihood of the persons in Guyana. Our president declared a better livelihood for Guyana, for all Guyanese. So we need better words than what we are receiving now. Like I said, I'm emphasizing, but don't be bored about it, is that we don't want to hear withdrawal, but we want a better service.
Yes.
And the better service, putting more towers in the air, so persons could be internet, they would go on to internet, they would go on and hear what's happening abroad. We must not be a set of persons just isolated in the bush and because they said we are in here, we don't know anything, but we want to learn.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm asking that it never come back, never ever ever that word of withdrawal. But like I said, it died this moment, and we're speaking of development and improvement. We're going forward, not backward. Gone are the days when you shout from one end, the other ear at the other end. Gone are those days. Slavery abolished a long time. So GT&T do better by taking the service, but improve what we have, especially for Brisbane and around Guyana. Thank you very much.
Are we getting a commitment from GT&T here? I'm also consumed.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Representatives, so we had a brief word with you shortly before. I am, from the point of the company, I am interested and concerned at so many, not even concerned, but it is heartening to hear that there are so many persons coming out in terms of support of the service. And it was a careful consideration that this decision was made based on just these concerns that have been stated here. I can tell you that the company, GT&T, and the speaking on behalf of the management of the company, we are committed to investing in this in the country of Guyana. And even despite what has been said in the media and the direction of what has been against the company, we do have a vested interest in ensuring that there is communication. And there are plans afoot, but in all things, these things take time. And it's not a matter of saying that, oh, we're going to be giving you a promise and trying to sugarcoat it. We're doing it within a context of realities. And we are in partnership, in terms of in a new dispensation, a liberalized sector, there are certain obligations regarding universal service, which will not be incumbent on not only GT&T, but other service providers that are existing, but also on the government, for there to be a stronger collaboration in terms of ensuring that the persons in the hinterland areas and outside of Georgetown do receive service. So it has to be a collaborative approach between the government and the service providers. But what we do know now, having withdrawn the application, that this is clearly not a situation where we can look at it in isolation. We have to look at it in terms of the needs of the consumer, meeting your concerns, trying to find new ways, trying to find new solutions, and these are things that the management is considering. And I just received a letter from Mr. Fredericks from the National Toshio's Council. I hope I've gotten it right. That's correct. See, my I'm Jamaican, so please forgive me on that. Toshio's Council, and it just to hear your concern, we have noted it, and we'll have noted it, and I will take it back to. And I will address it. But we do thank you for your concern. We do thank you for your time coming here today. And your concerns have not fell on deaf ears, and we will listen to them. And we are open as a sounding board to hear you and meet your concerns where we can. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Reynolds, because as you know, that the PUC I'm not responding to what you said. That's ceremony and mom. But as you know, the PUC has to do a balancing act between the investor and the consumer. And I think I speak for the commissioners when I say that we are heartened by that movement and your sentiments a few seconds ago. Thank you. With that, this hearing into the application for the cessation of phone boxes now at an end.